I don't know. I don't play guitar.
It's early in June, isn't it? So drums are already done. We'll go in and track it. I think it's in. We've got 2 days booked in. So we'll go in on the Tuesday, which is a practice day. We'll set up all the amps and the cabs, do it old school. So we'll get all our sounds, basically. Then the next two, we'll track all the rhythms on various amps and guitars. And then I think that's on the Wednesday. Finish it off on a Thursday, add in the little acoustic parts that we've written, intros to stuff. And then after that, I think bass will just do it at home, add any overdubs. And then I'll go in the studio over 2 weeks to do vocals. So it should come together quite quickly, to be fair. It's the mixing that's the thing. And we ummed and ahed about this, and I said, yeah, we can all do it from home. Every band can do it from home, no offence. The demos that you've heard from us are the same.
It's the way it is now, isn't it?
But we actually thought, now, you know what, for the first one, let's try and do it a little bit old school and actually, you know, let's get someone to come in and properly mix it. And it makes all the difference, in my opinion. So, yeah, it's not far off. We had a few delays and I had some health issues that all kicked it back and everything. So, and obviously then where you've come in now, Nick, and everything, it's like thrown us a little reshuffle. So we're learning the songs and stuff. But, yeah, that's not too bad. It's all booked up, really. So that's the best I can do. I'd love to go away for 2 weeks to, like, the Isle of Wight or Jersey, like Iron Maiden did. They had a hotel, and that's what they used to do, like, back in the day.
Yeah, I suppose it would have been, yeah.
That's what they used to do. Like, I think Guernsey and they had all tax reliefs as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Black Sabbath did it, and all of them, they'd go away for a couple of months.
A hotel or something.
That's it. Deep Purple used to do it. Back when hotels would close for a period, God, that was like 1976 or whatever. Hotels obviously don't close anymore. I'd love to do that one day, take the whole band. I think These Wicked Rivers did it. I know Forged have done it, where you go away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you basically, and you don't just like, when I was talking to the drummer from These Wicked Rivers, he said, you don't just do the drums and then you go home. Every day they might do some vocals, a bit of guitar. They might need you to come back in. So rather than, you know, metal music's very much, you do your drums, you do your guitars, you do your bass, do your vocals. It's very kind of a vertical. When you do it like more like the 70s rock thing, it's a little bit more organic, especially like that. What was the Led Zeppelin album where they recorded all the acoustics outside and you hear the aeroplane going over?
Oh, I can't remember.
You know what I'm talking about? I love all that stuff. You know, go to some like abandoned old cottage or something out in the sticks or whatever. So for maybe like once we get this album out of the way, which, to be honest, we're bored of playing. We've played half these songs. It's that thing, isn't it? You've played them so long.
You haven't,
but for me it's like, great, but then you know when you're
you've
sitting
always
on
got
these,
to be constantly working on new
no,
stuff.
No, of course. And when you're sitting on a couple of winners and you're like, oh, right, these are going to be bangers, but you've got to kind of almost get the first one out of the way. Not that I don't enjoy it, but I'm looking forward to then.
Yeah.
I think my favourite part of when I've done recording with bands is you go right in at the end and you add all the, like, the little ambient stuff.
Mm.
And you add like
sound effects,
or even like you might add a little creepy acoustic guitar under somewhere, or you have the bells and the.
Yeah.
What's the big thing that you...
Oh, like, I don't know.
Like, you know, the drum thing? Like the charm thing? You add all that. Yeah, and it adds to the songs. And it's like when you listen to, like, Making a Motorhead and you can hear Love Me Like a Reptile and you can hear the little snake thing and all the old school stuff. You don't see it so much now, you know. And I guess all this, you know, not to bang on, but even, like, when you listen to a lot of 60s Hendrix stuff and you hear the music panning from, like, right to left, and then going back and forth. You just don't see that really now because of the way music's moving.
Well, a lot of that stuff, it was recorded in one room as well.
It was
a lot almost like a live recording.
No post-production or anything. So I'd love to do all that in the future.
Well, you are going to have to bring it back, Ross.
I'll try. Yeah. I'm doing my best.
You are. Right. We're going to hear one more song of this, and hopefully you're not going to listen to it thinking, oh my goodness, what were we thinking? Here's Sucker Punch Sharks.
Bigger boat.
It's that song by Reverend Sun with the really long outro.
Yeah, when we re-record that, it won't be that long.
Circled by Sharks by Reverend Sun here on Curples on Phoenix FM. Reverend Sun have been joining me in the studio tonight. So, gents, we need to give people one last rundown of everything, which is going to take a bit because you have loads going on. But, you know, good for you, I say. Let's do the live dates first.
Okay, so next, this Sunday, we're doing Parkstock 3, acoustic set to kick off May, and then on the 12th of May, back of the ship in Averley, 15th of May, we're back with you, Nick.
Yes, indeed.
More about a certain gig later on this year. Of course, 17th of May, Metal to the Masses, semi-final number 2 at Coda Colchester. Following that, 25th of May, we're at the Black Heart in Camden. And then 1 month after that, we're going all the way to Northampton to play King Billy Fisher. Again, there's many more dates on this poster, and you can see this poster on Facebook.
That's just the ones, obviously, that are all...
Our Instagram,
yeah.
At Reverend Sun.
And we'll add all the others in as they confirm.
Yeah, the others will remind people nearer the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
It'll be a busy year.
Excellent, yeah.
But the big one coming up is Metal to the Masses.
Yeah.
17th of May, Coda Colchester, semi-final number 2.
Yes, indeed, and good luck with that one.
Thank you.
Excellent. And, well, where can people go online to find all these tour dates and everything else about you?
That's where I look at Ollie. He's the social media guy.
Facebook, Instagram, at Reverend Sun. If you want to hear the music, you can go on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, you name it. Amazon, anything on the internet.
Amazon Music as well.
Amazon Music as well.
The moon, I don't know.
Mars.
Mars.
Anywhere. Anywhere with an internet connection that's more than 3G, you will find us.
Righto. Not sure if Mars and the moon have those, so just as a disclaimer, listeners, don't go that far.
Come on, Elon. What are you doing?
Yes. Elon Musk.
What are you doing?
Yeah, he probably is. And, well, finally, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Just one other big shout-out is we've got this Friday, you've got Metal to the Masses semi-final for the other heat.
Mm-hmm.
With some really great bands, our friends from Blackwater Kings who've been playing, so I'm going to be rooting for them. So just with the Metal to the Masses stuff, if you can come down, show some support. Some really good bands, and they are usually the best in the area. Just come down and support over those, to be fair. It's like 2 Fridays. Yeah, that was it, really. Just big shout out to all the bands competing and everything, and best luck to everyone, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Should be a good night.
Excellent. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, good luck with all the gigs that you've got coming up. And yes, we know exactly when you're going to be in, which is we'll look forward to having you in with 035 Promotions in a couple of weeks' time.
So with Oatonsight, isn't it? I think as well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Yeah.
Excellent. And well, good luck with performing acoustically.
Thank you. I'll give you best.
That is going to be quite something. And yes, we'll be hearing plenty more over the summer, and bring it on, I say. The future very much starts here. Reverend Sun, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Cold, you're warm. money, I'm fun, so.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM from bands we'll be chatting to on next week's show. First up, you heard Elephant Jane and Swan Song. They'll be joining us in the studio next week. And Popclaw with Run in the Night. I'll be chatting to them ahead of next week's show as well. So very much looking forward to having those two back on the show. Well, Popclaw will be back on the show. We chatted to them last year. Elephant Jane will be making their Curveballs debut. Very much looking forward to having both of them in. Before that, many, many thanks to Reverend Sun for joining me tonight. They will be in a couple of weeks' time alongside OpenSight and Trinunki from 035 Promotions to chat about the latest gig that both bands are going to be playing at the Black Heart in Camden in a few weeks' time. So, yes, plenty to look forward to. In terms of other gigs that are coming up, I'm going to play you a track that is going to be happening at the new... two acts who are going to be performing at the New Cross Inn in New Cross Gate this coming Friday. Well, it's going to be a very interesting night because it'll be Professor Elemental versus this chap. At least there is once I find the song. Oh, there is. It'll be... cancel last 10 seconds, rewind. At the New Cross Inn in New Cross Gate this coming Friday, you'll be able to see Professor Elemental versus this chap, Mr. B the Gentleman Rhymer.
Same. Impolite and coarse, a self-righteous force of will, always shrill and quick to blame any girl whose worldview differs from his own. If I see him at a function, then I leave him well alone. So when some of my chums have been invited to his do, I thought, why am I not allowed to go there too? Because I hate not being invited to parties that I wouldn't want to go to anyway. I hate not being invited to parties that I wouldn't want to go to anyway. I hate not being invited to parties. Killick is a frightful cynic, but that's the best of him, that I'm much the same. If it's a seat at the clinic, he's likely to fill it, because that is, you know, rather his game. His dinner affairs are the hardest to bear. They're awkward and awful and tawdry and lame. I never want to go anywhere near there. But wait, is that the guest list? Where's my ruddy name? I hate not being invited to parties that I wouldn't want to go to anyway. I hate not being invited to parties that I wouldn't want to go to anyway. I hate not being invited to parties that I wouldn't want to go to anyway. I hate not being invited to parties that I wouldn't want to go to anyway. Where's my invite? Where's my invite? Where's my invite? I wish to decline. Where's my invite? Where's my invite? I wish to officially decline. I hate not being invited to parties that I wouldn't want to go to anyway. I hate not being invited to away days with people I hate. I hate not to social functions with codes who are anxious. I hate not being invited to anywhere that I might be able to complain about once I've been there. I hate not being invited to doomed weddings that end up in punch-ups. I hate not being invited to funerals for people who are not my keen on. I hate not being invited to inspirational lectures. What? I hate not being invited to anywhere that won't have me.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes! You're listening to the sounds of Eat the Evidence. Moroccan lady, and I would show you the world. Fruity Moroccan couscous. If you were in my band, you'd be my fruity Moroccan roadie, and you could carry my hand. You really put the couscous in couscous, so Moroccan and so fruity. You really put the couscous in couscous, c'est la vie. Moroccan couscous. If you were in jail, I'd get a fruity Moroccan chisel. smuggle you out of a cell. Fruity, Moroccan couscous. If you were on TV, you'd be my Fruity, Ross and Rachel. Joey Tribbiani. You really put the couscous in couscous. So Moroccan and so fruity. You really put the couscous in couscous. Celery. Fruity Moroccan iceberg, and I'd never let go.
Iceberg, right ahead.
Fruity Moroccan couscous. If you were a droid, you'd be my Fruity Moroccan D2. You really put the couscous in couscous, so Moroccan and so fruity. You really put the couscous in couscous, celery. So Moroccan and so fruity. You really put the couscous in couscous. Tell me, tell you, tell me, celery, fruity Moroccan couscous.
Two tracks in a row from acts that you can see performing at the New Cross Inn in New Cross Gate this coming Friday. You just heard Eat the Evidence and Fruity Moroccan Couscous. They'll be kicking off the night. And the track you just heard was Mr. B the Gentleman Rhymer and Not Being Invited. And, well, not being invited is not going to be a problem for him or you on Friday night, where Professor Elemental versus Mr. B the Gentleman Rhymer. That's kind of what it's put as in, well, the face-off of the century. These two wizards of wordsmithery will be making an appearance opposite one another at the New Cross Inn to finally settle who has the true gift of the gab. Oh my goodness, that's going to be quite something. So, yes, if you want to check that out for yourself, then it's all happening at the New Cross Inn in New Cross Gate this coming Friday from 6. Right, I have one more thing for you to listen to. It's another of the bands who are going to be playing at Stackfest at the Haystack Pub in Canvey Island this coming Friday and Saturday. You might remember that we played quite a few acts who are going to be performing there on last week's show, which is available to listen back to on the Phoenix FM website. Tons of fantastic local bands and acts performing at that event. This is one of them. This is Arcane. Arcane here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with Hard Blur. They are going to be playing on the Sunday at Stackfest at the Haystack Pub in Canvey Island. Two full days of gigs over the bank holiday weekend. On Saturday, you've got Nearly Dead Kings, Dead City Radio, Mike Darrah, Ted Groves Trio, Hear My Roar, The Ethan Wilson Band, The Parallels, Invaders, Teleform, The Beautiful Antics, Rolling Machine and The Targets. While on Sunday, you've got Stern John, Marine Mammal and The Locals, Saving Peach, Dead City Athletic, The Gardeners, Blue 22s, Southend Heights, Arcane, The Vision, Hemingway, Ranch and White Gates. All happening at the Haystack Pub in Canvey Island this coming Saturday and Sunday. So yes, have a fantastic gig to everyone involved in that. It is time for this week's round of Chill with Nick. And on Sunday, I visited Stratford Station like three times because I went there to get a train to Chatham where I was doing a photo shoot, then back where I did some shopping in Westfield. I was walking around looking for new earphones for absolutely ages. Then I got on a train to Croydon to do a stand-up comedy set, and then finally came back and went home via Stratford. So yes, I spent a lot of time in Stratford at Stratford Station on Sunday, and as a tribute to that, I'm going to kick off this week's round of Chill with Nick with a track by Bonus Points that's called Stratford.
Phoenix FM.
X, rounding off this week's round of Curveballs presents Chill with Nick. What did you hear then? Well, first it was Bonus Points and Stratford. I heard that this train terminates at Stratford a few times over the course of Sunday for the story I mentioned earlier. After that, it was Pledge with After Afternoons, followed by Lakey Inspired with Doing Just Fine. Then it was Nynamo and Yoan Garrel with Endless Path, followed by Be Calm with Affirmation, followed by Bayo and Pack Lunch with Inner Glow. Then it was Idealism and How Many Stars Are There, followed by Chromo the Dreamer with Trees. Then it was Born Sexy with Lovesick, and we rounded it off with Alex and Just Tired, I guess, Just Tired, something I can relate to far too much. But not too tired that I can play you one more track tonight, which is by one of the other bands whom Reverend Sun, who we chatted to earlier, are going to be playing alongside at the Park Tavern in Southend on Sunday, this coming Sunday and Monday, between midday and 8 p.m. Free entry on both days. It's a band called Raz who are going to be round. We're going to be finishing off tonight's show with their track Three Times Lucky. Thanks to Reverend Sun for joining us in the studio tonight. And thanks to all of you for tuning in. We'll be doing it again next week, where I'll be chatting to Popclaw and also to Elephant Jane. So, yes, next Wednesday, 8 p.m. here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, Darren Mutu is up next with Reggae Revival, and I bid you goodnight with Raz. Mm-hmm.